His father was a doctor originally from Sierra Leone, his mother an English woman. His name is Samuel Coleridge Taylor, and his musical legacy is grounded in the art of orchestral composition. Born in 1875, Samuel Coleridge Taylor was an English composer, professor of music, and conductor. His notoriety begins when he entered the Royal College of Music in 1890 as a violinist, showing great potential in composition. At the RCM, he wrote a number of substantial chamber works, including the Clarinet Quintet, a tribute to and admiration for the music of Czech composer Antonín Dvořák. What you hear now is the work Hiawatha's Wedding Feast, a widely performed iconic work by Coleridge Taylor, which inspired the creation of the Coleridge Taylor Choral Society in Washington, D.C., an African-American collective who invited the composer to America to conduct them several times in the early 1900s. Along with the creation of his large-scale instrumental and choral works, Coleridge Taylor was encouraged by American poet Paul Laurence Dunbar to explore his African musical heritage. A curious appetite would follow, as demonstrated by works such as African Suite, Toussaint Louverture, and the collection 24 Negro Melodies. However, his most substantial work of all was his unperformed Nordic opera, Thelma. In 1912, at the age of 37, Samuel Coleridge Taylor passed away, greatly mourned at his premature death from pneumonia, brought on, it was believed, by excessive work and a lack of money to support his widow and two children. He sold the rights to his works outright, thereby missing out on potential royalties, particularly from Hiawatha's Wedding Feast, which sold hundreds of thousands of copies. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.